There's a story that as the Nazis win, or as Hitler is made Chancellor at the beginning of February 1933, that on their top 10 lists of people to seek out was Hartfield, because they were so pinpointed by his satire at that stage. And they raided his studio, went away with as much material as they possibly could. He, so the story goes, hid in a dustbin in the courtyard outside his studio and walked to Czechoslovakia to escape from Germany. But from Prague, continued to make these photo montages, which famously attack Hitler and Goering and Goebbels. And when you look back on them now, they seem like an extraordinarily brave gesture against this very critical moment in Germany where the German population had willingly voted in totalitarianism.